Most gardeners spend their entire lives on a treadmill. They didn't even realize they signed up for digging, sowing, weeding, and praying over fragile little seeds every single spring just to get a single harvest before the frost kills it all off and leaves them with nothing but empty dirt and a sore back. We've been conditioned to think that if you want to eat from your land, you have to start from zero every 12 months. It is the great annual lie of the modern food system, a cycle that keeps you dependent on the seed catalog, the nursery, and your own exhausting labor. But out past the rows of struggling tomatoes and the thirsty lettuce, there is a different kind of power waiting in the soil. It is the power of the deep-rooted, the stubborn, the permanent. Imagine walking into your garden in the earliest, coldest days of March, when the ground is still waking up and finding your dinner already waiting for you. Not because you planted it this morning, but because you planted it 5 years ago. This is the secret of the homesteaders who actually have time to sit on the porch and breathe. We are talking about the heavy hitters of the food forest. This is perennial vegetables, plant once eat for 10 years. When I first started out, I fell into the same trap everyone else does. I thought a vegetable garden meant neat little rows of annuals that required constant babysitting. I spent my summers hauling hoses and my winters worrying about seed starts under grow lights. It was a fragile system. If I got sick, or if the rains didn't come exactly on time, the whole thing collapsed. But then I looked at the way the woods around my property managed themselves. Nobody was out there fertilizing the wild ramps or the berries, yet they came back stronger every single year. That's when the shift happened in my mind. The annual garden is a sprint. It's high energy, high risk, and high maintenance. But the perennial garden? That is a long-term investment in your own freedom. When you put a perennial in the ground, you aren't just planting a meal. You are building an infrastructure. You are putting down roots that will eventually reach far below the drought line, roots that will pull up minerals your surface-level kale could never dream of touching. It is the difference between renting your food and owning the building. The old way of gardening is built on the idea of the clean slate. Every year you till the earth, which destroys the delicate fungal networks, the mycorrhizal fungi, that actually feed your plants. You kill the soil to grow a crop that will be dead in 4 months. The Farm Fresh way is about transition. It's about recognizing that every hour you spend planting an annual is an hour you never get back, but every hour you spend establishing a bed of asparagus or sea kale is an hour that pays you dividends for a decade or more. Think about the psychology of that. When the world gets loud or the supply chains get shaky, the person with a garden full of perennials isn't rushing to the store for starts. They are just waiting for the soil to warm up. Their food security is literally anchored in the earth. It is a protective, quiet kind of defiance against the disposable culture we live in. We are looking for plants that become part of the landscape, plants that grow into giants and provide shade, mulch, and nutrition all at once. Let's get into the granular tactics of how you actually build this 10-year larder. You cannot just throw these into a random hole and expect a decade of abundance. The first year is the only year you truly work, so you have to work with intention. Take asparagus, for example. Most people fail because they are impatient. They buy two-year-old crowns, throw them in shallow soil, and wonder why the spears are thin as pencils. If you want 10 years of harvest, you dig a trench a foot deep. You fill the bottom with the richest, darkest compost you can find, maybe some well-aged rabbit manure or leaf mold. You set those crowns down like kings on a throne. And then, here is the hard part. You don't touch them. You don't harvest a single spear for the first 2 years. You let them grow into massive feathery fronds. Why? Because those fronds are solar panels. They are pumping energy down into the roots, building a massive underground battery. By year three, that battery is so charged that it will push up thick, tender spears every spring, regardless of what the weather does. Then there is the globe artichoke, a plant that looks like it belongs in a prehistoric jungle. In a sunny spot with good drainage, one plant can take up 4 square feet and produce a dozen heads every season. And the best part? The pollinators love the purple flowers if you let a few go to seed. But let's talk about the unsung heroes like the Jerusalem artichoke, also known as the sunchoke. These are virtually indestructible. You plant a few tubers in a corner where they have room to spread, and they will give you crunchy, nutty roots every autumn. In fact, the pitfall with sunchokes isn't getting them to grow, it's getting them to stop. They are so aggressive and productive that they become a permanent calorie bank. If you can't get to the grocery store, you go out with a shovel and dig up a bucket of sunchokes. They don't rot in the ground. The earth is their refrigerator. And we can't forget the good King Henry or the perennial tree collards. Imagine a kale plant that grows 6 feet tall and lives for 8 years. No more starting brassicas in trays every February. You just walk out to the tree and pluck off enough leaves for dinner. The key to maintaining this system is mulch, heavy, thick layers of wood chips or straw. In a perennial system, we never turn the soil. We just keep adding to the top. This mimics the forest floor. As the mulch breaks down, it feeds the deep roots of your perennials, and the plants themselves drop their leaves to create their own fertilizer. It becomes a closed loop. Your only job after the third year is to show up with a harvest basket and maybe a pair of pruning shears. The result of this shift is a transformation of your daily life. You stop being a slave to the seasons and start being a partner to them. Imagine your backyard 5 years from now. It doesn't look like a construction site with tilled dirt and plastic row covers. It looks like a lush, edible landscape. There's a thicket of berries over there, a towering stand of artichokes by the fence, a carpet of perennial sorrel under the fruit trees that tastes like fresh lemons in the middle of April. You are no longer gardening in the stressful sense of the word. You are foraging on your own property. The mental weight that lifts when you realize your food is coming back, whether you do anything or not, is incredible. It gives you the freedom to focus on other things, on your family, on your crafts, on the rest of your homestead. Your zero-cost task for today is simple. I want you to walk your property and identify one dead zone, a corner where the grass is thin or where you've just been dumping old pots. That is your future perennial bank. Clear the weeds, lay down some cardboard to kill the grass, and cover it with whatever organic matter you have, grass clippings, old leaves, or wood chips. Let that spot sit and mellow. You are preparing the throne for your first perennial. While you do that, think about what you actually like to eat. If you love salads, look into sea kale. If you love stir-fry, look into Egyptian walking onions. These plants don't just provide calories, they provide a legacy. Next time, we're going to talk about how to integrate these heavy hitters into a guild system so they actually protect each other from pests. But for now, get that soil ready, stop thinking in months, and start thinking in decades.